From RSU Radio in Claremore, Oklahoma, you're listening to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. And now your host, Caden Coleman.
Hello, hello. Welcome to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. You know where to tune in every single Friday, and that's right here on 91.3 RSU Radio. Usually I have my friend Caleb with me, but you know what? I am without him today. I'm without him. He always been telling me whenever I play the wrong sound bit. But anyways, I'm not alone this morning though. I was like, I don't want to be alone by myself. So I brought two great friends with me, and they are here with me in the studio. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Destiny Sabrinas.
I'm Audrey Fowler.
Welcome. Welcome. How are you guys today? Are you scared to be on the show?
I feel great.
I'm pretty excited.
Yeah,
That's good. That's good. Because some people come in here and they're like scared. They're intimidated.
I'm not scared.
Me either. I'm so confident.
I'm excited. I'm so confident. But anyways, we have some fun topics to break down this intro. We kind of talked about it before, but this Met Gala just happened.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
And I learned that Destiny here wants to be a fashion designer.
You know, Well, I am interested in fashion. I'm going to say that I looked over the Met Gala, and now that you prefaced it with that, I'm going to say I might not know as much as it seems like I might know, so...
But you're attempting, and it's going to be
yes,
the future.
Yes. Yes.
We love to see it. Now, and funny enough, too, we're all kind of similar majors mm-hmm. and minors.
Yes.
But little switch swap, right? Yep, we're all communications, at least somewhat.
I'm minoring in strategic communications.
Mm-hmm. Vibes.
I'm majoring in graphic design.
Yep. And I am majoring in communications and minoring in graphic design.
And I'm majoring. Hi, I'm Caden, and I'm majoring in communications and through graphic design.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Well, anyways, we talked about the Met Gala. Right. And first off, who did not go? Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear about this story?
Oh, wow. I saw something about it. What is it?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I can't give you all the details on the air because it's not like insanely appropriate. But basically, she's kind of anti-vax now.
Right.
We hate to see it. We hate to see it. But she said that her cousin's friend suffered a physical injury from the vaccine.
Mm.
So not only is she not vaccinated, but she didn't go to the Met Gala because they required vaccinations.
Got it.
Now that's what you call a mistake.
Yeah.
But no, it's huge. There's tons of memes going around. You probably hear it. And the White House invited her to go talk with her about the vaccines afterward.
That's awkward.
I know. It's kind of unfair because like I am so pro-vax that I'm like at this point they shouldn't just invite me because I'm a good spokesperson for it.
Period.
That's what I think. Yeah.
Yes.
But anyways, Met Gala looks. Do you have any favorites?
Yes. Oh my gosh, Billie Eilish. I'm sorry. It's basic, but hers was so good.
I was going to say that though. I was going to say that too.
Yeah.
It's Marilyn Monroe vibes.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And her makeup. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Her makeup.
With the eyeliner.
Yes. Amazing.
Now, if you're not on the road, look this up with us, okay?
Yes, please.
Don't be texting driving, but Billie Eilish's look in the Met Gala.
Yes, I loved it.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah. Zoe Kravitz.
Mm-hmm. Love her, yeah. And then Nikki Tutorials, you know who that is?
Yes, she was there.
Yes. Surprise.
What the heck?
Amber Chamberlain was there. Yes. They're both YouTubers.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of people there that didn't like it, publicity, even though they weren't there. But I thought they had amazing outfits, like Karlie Kloss.
Yes, yes.
Yes. I really like Lily Reinhardt's dress with all the flowers.
Oh, yeah. From each state.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I will tell you, like, the fact that there's more YouTubers and influencers than ever at the Met Gala.
I don't know how I feel.
Kind of mixed bag. Like, not trying to say anything about Addison Rae, but like.
I did not see what she wore. Was she there?
Yeah. She wore a wig.
Oh.
Clocked.
Oh, yeah. Like
a horse head?
Yeah, it was like a orange flowery dress, but then she wore like a horse head around like her neck.
Down. What? That's I had, like, did not see that.
Hair. I don't remember what
her name was. Oh my goodness.
Well,
did you see the video with Shawn Mendes and Camille?
Yes. I was about to bring that up. Okay, if you haven't seen this video of this paparazzi, I've never seen someone so angry in my life.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Oh my god.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes, Audrey showed me a video. Wait. Go ahead.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay, so there was a video where you could hear, not hear, but you could see Camilla mouthing to Sean to take off his jacket because he wasn't wearing a shirt underneath his like leather jacket, like a whole leather outfit or whatnot.
Yeah.
And he was like, no. He was
just like, oh, are you talking about it's giving Cher?
No, I have heard of that video though. I've seen that video. I'm talking about, okay, so they were on the red carpet, and on that red carpet, they were taking pictures, Camila and Sean together, and there's paparazzi saying like, Camila, Sean, over here, over here. And they didn't look. He gets his camera and smashes it. Have you not seen it?
No. What the heck? What?
I would pull it up more in the middle of a show, but you have to go watch that.
Okay.
But I have
listeners
seen,
watch it
I
too.
Have seen the Cher vibes video. It's giving me Cher vibes.
It's giving me Cher.
Isn't that TikToker who like does voiceovers on the Met Gala? Like
really
recently, like she just started like with this Met Gala. She'll like do voiceovers of what she thinks that the celebrities are saying.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen it. But we didn't talk about this one. Kim Kardashian. Looking like
I didn't want to bring it up.
Yikes.
Didn't she wear the exact same thing, like, but in leather a few weeks before? Yeah. People were making fun of her. I follow a tea page on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. No, she looked like a soul sucker from Harry Potter.
A Dementor.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. Like, covered in black. I don't know why she did that necessarily. Maybe it's
and she, like, her hair is, like, really down to the floor.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, anyways, beyond that, anyone else? Thoughts on Met Gala?
Beyonce? Question mark.
I love it. Why wasn't she there?
Yes.
I think she has a new album coming.
I heard that she was on the yacht.
Oh. Instead of being typical Beyonce.
But like she'd been to so many before that when you're at that size, you'd just be like, no, I don't want to go.
That's true.
Decline.
Oh my gosh. Imagine being that iconic. That you could just decline the Met.
I know.
Like that? Nah, not this
year. I'm good. I'm actually kind of busy. I actually got some dinner with some friends.
Oh my gosh.
They didn't invite me though. I didn't get an invite. So tragedy.
You only have to pay like $30,000.
Are you kidding me?
Because it's like a fundraiser for the Met.
Right.
So everyone who gets invited, if they want to go, they pay $30,000 as like a donation.
Oh, well, that's chump change.
I saw pictures of that food that they're offering. And if it's $30,000 to get in, I'm not paying it. So I'm there for the food, too. Yep. Fashion and food.
I also liked Billie Eilish's after party dress.
I didn't see that.
It was the exact same dress, but red. So same top, red. And then just like instead of a huge skirt, it was like a skirt that just went down. But it was all red. And it was like I had a really long train or something for some reason. I feel like that doesn't make sense. Why would you have a long train for the after party? Like, don't you want to dance? I don't know. Those are my thoughts.
Yes.
Considering I don't know what happens in the after party. I don't know what kind of attire would be best.
What happens in the after parties?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know.
You tell me.
When you get there one day.
One day. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, beyond Met Gala, I have always the fun stories that we always talk about. Have y'all heard of this missing vlogger story that happened?
No.
Tragic.
I don't think so.
It is tragic. Well, not to like put a damper on the party or anything, but I think it's interesting. This vlogger that does like travel vlogs went on a vacation with her boyfriend. Okay. And obviously was planning on filming that vacation. The boyfriend comes back without her. No one knows where she went. And he hasn't said a word to anybody. He got an attorney right away and hasn't made a comment yet.
Oh,
that's sketch.
I know. But the fact that here's my thing too. The guy did anything to her, which hopefully she's okay.
Yeah.
That's what I hope.
Yeah.
But like,
if she's okay, why would you get an attorney?
If you're trying to make it, you know, not obvious that you did something by chance, why would you?
Maybe he knows something happened to her. And that's why he got an attorney.
Maybe it was like a weird situation where someone was like, where he was there while something weird happened. And he was like, he knows that there were like witnesses or something, and he has his own story.
I know. It's scary.
Yeah.
It was like going around Twitter like crazy. Because she's an influencer. Imagine your favorite YouTuber going missing and their partner comes back and is like, I don't know what happened.
I would definitely think that they did something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm ready to see that story unfold. But that's just random. We'll follow that. That's going to be a RSU Radio. It's kind of late special, you know. Other news story. Okay.
Yes.
At this football game, NFL. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you see this video?
Yes, I did. Oh my goodness.
I'm really out of the loop on like everything.
Now here's the thing, people off screen are like, what video? I can't see anything. Well, basically this cat, I don't know how it got there.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, sorry, keep going.
It's okay. Was on the balcony of this game, okay? And then it somehow got stuck on the edge, clawing for its life.
Oh my goodness. It was really sad.
But I'm over here thinking, I'm about to start tearing up. I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm thinking it's going to die. Okay.
Right.
But the heroes at the bottom level rolled out an American flag.
Oh, are you serious? I didn't see that part.
No. Rolled out an American flag and the cat fell, but landed on the flag. And was
God bless America.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yes. And he held the cat up like Simba and like the entire crowd was cheering, I think.
I know.
That cat's traumatized
I'm
now.
I'm cheering.
Probably never going to want to be around another person.
I know. But I'm also saying I'm hoping it's a service animal because I don't know how a cat gets
that's what I was thinking.
To a football game.
You know, someone just snuck him in, learned his lesson.
That cat's an icon and we appreciate that icon.
I wish I knew the name of the cat.
I did too. Yeah. We'll make a trophy.
Yes.
But imagine you're watching a football game and everyone's like freaking out. Like, what's going on?
I was thinking about the players. What? Sorry, keep going. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
They should have stopped the whole game. Cancel. Cancel. Cancel the whole game. For them. Sorry, that sound effect get you. Yeah. They got me too when I first heard it. But if I saw that cat as a football player, imagine being on the line and then
the cat, corner
I would
just stop playing.
There's a cat just dangling by the balcony.
I want to know if they were playing during this, you know?
I don't know. But you can see on the video all the fans like looking at the cat and freaking out.
I wonder if someone was like running like about to hit a touchdown and he's like, yeah!
And then the corner
everyone's like screaming. He's like, yeah!
And no eyes are on him.
No, unfortunately.
I was staring at that cat. I don't know. But that makes me scared. Like, I pictured my cat in that scenario and what I would do.
Oh.
I wish I had a cat.
Not here. Not on campus.
But
at home.
Three cats.
I have three cats.
Now picture three cats in the same exact scenario.
just like monkey.
I feel like one of them's too fat. She wouldn't be able to survive.
Yeah,
she wouldn't hold herself up.
We need a bigger flag.
She would have fallen immediately.
And also my question is, who just has like a handy dandy American flag that's big enough
Me.
To catch the cat?
Every day.
Isn't there some sort of like thing that they do with the flag before games? Like they unfold it on the field.
Isn't it like really big? That could catch a lot of cats.
Or like for the band or something.
That's going to catch a lot of cats. I don't know. No, it seemed like a smaller like flag. Yeah. We're getting really high depth because I'm interested in the specifics as well. But it was like a no, it's okay. It was a small flag.
Wait.
And so the risk was enormous, but thankfully the cat kind of dove and angled itself. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Have you seen those slow-mo videos of cats falling and how they twist exactly in like the right mathematical way so that they can be okay?
Okay,
it's
first
insane.
Off, do you
have you seen the cats
videos?
Who haven't made it?
I don't remember
just
how I found
jump
it.
And
squirrels do it too.
Squirrels
do it. I do it too. Take my word for it.
I bet humans do that. Like the way we jump.
Wait, what?
I don't know what you're saying. No, either. I'm gonna look up on YouTube cat falling, body twisting, surviving story. Like a montage of cats just falling.
Yes.
I think the ones where they don't make it are funnier. Like they try and jump across to a counter, but then they just like it's like a baby jump and they don't. Okay. Oh my goodness, I didn't mean like
I'm say, you're out of the show.
I didn't mean that they didn't survive. I meant that they didn't. Mm-hmm. Like it's like a little baby jump.
Yes,
I gotta make it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
That was so nice.
Well, anyways, that means time for a break.
Oh,
we'll
yes.
see you after this break with more fun with my two friends here. So we will see you then.
Now back to It's Kinda Late.
Welcome back to It's Kinda Late with Caden. And guess what? I have my two friends. Thank you so much for joining me again. Would you mind stating your names and talking about yourselves first for some reason?
I'm Destiny Sabrunas.
By the way, when I first met you, that last name was like hard for me. Sabrunas.
Yes, everyone. Literally everyone. So people are like, okay, like, you know, at the bank when they're like, it's or other places and they're like, what's your first name?
The bank or other places.
And then they say, what's your last name? I don't say my last name. I just start spelling it. I don't say it.
That's good.
I go S-E like
Sabrunas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because no one spells it right.
Well, yeah. The more you know.
Yeah, the more I know.
And the one and only.
I'm Audrey Fowler. And I'm
a graphic design
major.
Okay.
Yes.
We talked about that at the beginning.
Oh, yeah,
of the show.
We did. Yeah. Yes.
May not have been able to hear all of us, but you know what? We got it. We got it fixed. Okay. Don't worry.
Redhead, in case you need
yes.
Redhead. Yes.
I am a new sort of redhead.
And she tended her
on accident.
To match.
Yes.
Not on purpose to match.
Yeah, it was to like match her. Just kidding. It was not. Yeah. I just wanted to look like Amy Adams.
I love Amy Adams.
Yeah.
I love Amy Adams. Well, anyways, I thought that I would play a game with you guys. Friendly Feud. So not Family Feud.
Friendly Feud. Got it.
But Family Feud. Okay. And so I think I'll give a chance to go head to head. And at the very, very end, it'll be like a competition. So you work together at the very end, but you compete. There's one winner and then you're both winners at the same time.
Yay.
But I wanted to make y'all play Family Feud.
Yes.
But friendly.
Okay.
But Friendly Feud. Okay.
Wait, that's a oxymoron. Moron. Oxymoron.
I'm a moron. Anyways, so you know how it works, right?
Remind me.
Okay. So basically, I'm going to read you a question. Okay. First, I want to say their name. So just say your name. Just be like, Abba. You know, your name's not Abba, but like, be like Audrey. You know.
Okay. Say my own name.
Yes.
Got it. Oh, got it. That makes sense. Got it.
We have an answer, okay?
Okay.
And then you'll say your answer. And if it's on the board, it's on the board. Then you get to pass or play.
Okay.
And she gets a chance if you don't get the number one answer. And if your answer is higher than hers, then you get to
got
pass
it.
Or
yes.
Play.
Yes. Yes.
Okay? And then that person either plays and does the whole round and then gets three strikes and is out. Or, you know, passes to the person to take the thing. Now, if they get three strikes and then you get one last guess, and if you get it right, you steal all her points. So, you ready for the first question?
Yes.
You ready? If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. No answers.
Destiny. you know, some water.
Some water? Okay. I'm sorry. She's Destiny's crying laughing.
I said my name before I had an idea.
I logically think this out.
Mm-hmm.
But, let's say I'd be surprised if he like stole the cat
or something. That's a good one.
If he took like the family cat with him, just snatched him up.
Do you know what's funny?
What's funny?
Is that an answer?
Is that the number one
answer? Are you serious?
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness, I'm so good at this.
It
wasn't water.
Okay, that's 23 points. Now, Audrey, you get to pass or play.
For the rest of the answers, like, do I have to keep answering what you would be surprised about?
Yes.
Okay.
So, again, if your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. So, you said cat. Okay. Cat's on the board.
What happens if is there a way I just keep my points?
No, I'm sorry. You can't like settle. I wish. I wish I was that way, but you got to do a little risk.
So when I strike out, what happens?
Well, you strike out three times. She gets one guess, and she gets that answer on the board.
Oh, okay.
She
steals all your points. Okay, okay. I'll go for it. Okay, I'll go for it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, a shoe.
A shoe.
Oh, that's good. I wouldn't be surprised, though. You know?
It's not on the board.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Surprise that he took. His leash.
On the board.
Number two?
Really? That's what I was going to say.
I imagine he might just like pick up his leash and run away.
Yes.
That's funny.
It's good.
Okay.
Okay, so you have those two, one strike.
Mm-hmm. How many total answers are there?
One more?
Total answers that you haven't answered?
Yeah.
You have six that you haven't answered.
Six left. Okay. Sorry.
Dang. They better be thinking for yourself. You never know, you could steal.
Yeah, I am.
Usually in the game, you're talking with somebody else, like thinking about what you could steal.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now you just have voices in your own head.
Always.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, something else that I would be surprised about.
If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised you took. Food?
Like food?
Yeah, okay. Food, but not water.
I imagine he might steal the dinner, away.
How do you take water with you?
Water? He doesn't have a gallon.
How is he supposed to know that the water bottle is going to hydrate him? If he were to pick up the water bottle. Unless he trained him to know what a water bottle is.
Dang. Dogs are smart. That's all I got to say.
Well, anyways, okay.
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 All that good.
Okay, those were like my top three answers in my brain, too. So now I have to think really hard.
And I have to go.
Wait, seriously? Oh my gosh.
A piece of clothing.
Piece of clothing?
Yeah.
We have clothing slash shoe.
Oh my gosh.
On the board. Man,
are you serious right now?
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm nervous. I'm running out of ideas. Something I'd be surprised about. Yeah, that's a pretty good
time.
Okay. Let's just go with a toy.
Favorite toy. Oh my god.
Why is that surprising? That is not surprising at all. His favorite item he took with him. Oh, that
you're killing it. You only have one strike. You keep it going. Keep it going.
I'm so
far you got toy, clothing slash shoe, food slash bowl, and the cat. Number one. How do you I don't know. I didn't make the questions.
I'm just trying to imagine what a comedy would look like in my head if the dog ran away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Something else. A stick would be like a toy.
A stick.
I'll count that as correct. I'm sorry. Strike.
I'm kind of okay with that because I'm running out of ideas. What else do dogs? What else are they around? You can't help
me.
Yeah.
Yes, she can help you. Y'all can
I know. Yeah,
sorry.
One more. Say something.
I'm giving up.
But I've done so well. Okay, let's just say maybe they took a person with them. I don't know. Maybe they're on a leash and they just ran away with the person.
Baby so fast.
Takes the baby with it. Duh, baby. That's the baby. That's my baby.
I'm running out of ideas.
No.
But I did so well. I set you up. Well, yeah. Actually, I made it harder for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
you now she's going to be the awkward one.
I get one guess.
I'm going to count you down from 10.
Can I say bone?
Was that one?
Yeah.
I was going to say that, but I thought that would be under like the food category.
My brain. Yes.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, she just stole all your points.
Are you serious? Hey. Heck yeah.
Yes, okay. Let me do the math on that. But in the meantime,
how many points did I give her?
Let's see here. I'm like adding up like an accountant right now.
Yes, crunch those numbers.
Crunch those numbers. You have a total of 72 points right now.
You're welcome.
That's me? 72. Very specific. I like it.
72. But don't worry.
I can do the same to her.
Okay?
So wait, so if...
Okay, I'm so ready. What?
What?
Never mind. I'll ask it later.
Okay. That's
I'm nervous.
Mysterious. I like it.
Suspicion. Okay. Next question. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold.
With Audrey. Mm-hmm. A library.
That's a good one. Nice. Okay.
I'm cold everywhere.
I mean, not nice. Sorry. A destiny. Mm-hmm. A church.
Church.
Dang it!
You both haven't got one. Keep going back and forth.
Okay. 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 Classroom.
Oh, dang it. I was going to say something like that.
It's on the board. Classroom is on the board.
Dang it. It's on the building.
I mean, good job to me, but now she's probably going to steal my points again.
Yes. Okay, but don't worry. It wasn't the number one answer. So.
Wasn't the number one answer.
I do.
Okay.
To guess.
Can I keep going?
No, but she gets a guess first.
Okay.
If she gets a point, if she gets a guess higher than yours, then she gets to say if she wants it or keeps it.
Okay.
I have a good one.
Okay.
What are buildings? Where?
Oh my goodness. See, when you're in the spot, you can't think of anything.
I'm going to say office building. Like an office.
Can I ask you for a more specific?
Office. Like a corporate office building. What? I don't know. Like a place where you work. An office.
Okay.
Like from The Office.
Work is higher than classroom.
But is it the highest though?
No, it's
I not bet high. I have the one that's higher.
Okay.
But I'll save that.
Okay. Save it. Hey, save it. And then if you get it right, you steal all her points. Okay. So
I
Destiny, pass or play?
Pass.
Oh,
sorry.
So can I go ahead and ask a doctor's office?
Number one answer.
I knew it.
Number
I forgot this existed.
Answer. We love to see it.
Love it.
I would have stolen all her points. She would have never guessed it.
No, I wouldn't have.
Well, now you know. So you
also get her points
as well.
Oh. Okay.
So you keep going until you get all three strikes.
Oh, dang it. I already said on
that. Wait. On that one, cold places?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I thought since she...
cold play at first.
Me too.
Oh, I didn't know that since she passed that I would be finishing it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I got the doctor's office, then there was a school, and then places you work. Is that right? Wait, there wasn't a school. What was it?
Classroom.
Classroom. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it was. Okay. Other cold places.
I always give you the crickets. I'm thinking really hard.
I'm trying to win. A restaurant.
That's good.
Oh, no, I knew it. I kind of wanted to be very specific and say like a restaurant freezer. Because I used to work at a restaurant, but that's too specific.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh, walk-in freezers.
Yeah.
Give that gas.
Oh, sorry.
No, no. Never mind.
Coldest place.
Is it a walk-in freezer?
So hot.
Other places it's cold. Let's see.
Okay, one strike.
I have one strike. Okay. Your house. Is your house always cold? Are people cold at home?
Other people's houses?
Tell us, are you cold right now? Well, they're probably not. It's not on the board.
Okay.
I can't think of anything.
I can't either. I only know for three places.
You should pass. You should.
I can't pass now, can I?
You have one more guess.
Oh, got it. JK.
I have to strike out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to strike out.
I have the privilege of striking out. Okay. other cold places.
You got it.
Thing called? What do you call the places where they have concerts?
Oh, or
like a concert venue?
Yeah.
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
That's so three strikes. That's any.
I was gonna say auditorium, but.
Are you coming for the steal again?
Yeah.
You guess it's auditorium.
I was going to say auditorium.
But that's like all correct.
Oh. I was really hoping.
I'm sorry. Okay, the other answers were igloo.
Oh, what?
Okay. That's not
bottom,
even like.
At the bottom.
Okay, that's not even like.
Hotel
fair.
Room.
Oh, that's a good one.
True. Mm-hmm.
That is a good one.
I'm always
the DMV.
Freezing.
Oh, I have never noticed
Never cold at the DMV. I don't sit there long enough
because I'm so nervous.
You don't sit there long enough?
What?
I sit there too long. Get me out of here. Okay. So, with that, you get to keep your score of that, which is 19 plus 44 plus 14, 77.
Wow.
So for me?
Am I still 72?
You're still 72.
Shoot.
Oh, how did I get that many? 72. That's cool.
Wow, wow, wow.
Okay. All right. Next up, one more question. Tell me a nickname someone gives their lover that starts with the word sugar.
Audrey.
Mm-hmm.
Bear.
Sugar Bear is the number two answer.
Oh my gosh.
Do I keep answering? Or is it back and forth?
At her. She gives the wrong answer.
You
one guess.
Baby?
It's number three answer. So, it is on to Audrey. Congratulations. Your first time being able to after play it. You're going to play it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll play it.
Okay. Okay. So,
maybe I should give Destiny a chance. No, never mind. Just like,
you haven't gotten a chance yet.
No.
So tell me a nickname someone gave their lover that starts with the word sugar.
Lips.
Sugar lips.
That's a good one.
It's on the board. It's on the board.
Is it? Where is that on the board?
It's the last one.
Okay.
Okay.
But hey,
out of how many? We've answered three.
There is. Yeah. So there's total six on the board. We answered three. So there's still. You answered bear.
Bear. Lips.
Baby and lips.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sugar Boo.
What the heck?
Sugar Boo is not on the board.
What? I'm glad that was mine. Why does she keep going?
Well, now I'm out of ideas. Sugar.
Sugar.
I'm trying to think. Sugar Deer. I don't know.
Sugar Deer?
We're
at
just
first,
going.
I pictured like an actual animal of a deer.
Just made out of sugar, like a Peeps.
Yeah. Sugar Mallow.
No, I'm sorry. That is not. That's okay. Two strikes. One last guess.
Okay. Sugar Mama.
Oh, that's good.
I'm going to give it to you because Sugar Daddy's also.
Okay.
On the board.
Oh. Same so idea.
Yeah, so same concept. Yes, on the board. Okay.
Mm.
Okay. You can give me the crickets. It's okay. Or that.
She has her own pistol. You can give me the crickets. Go ahead.
Sugar. Wait. We've said baby, lips, daddy. Sugar. I want to say honey for some reason, but that doesn't really make sense. Sugar. Sugar bee. That's my final answer. No, that's okay.
So sorry.
Sugar honey. That's
sugar honey. Sugar honey. Well,
sorry. So we're the only two what left that ones? We hadn't guessed. So
sugar pie, number one answer.
What? I have never heard that.
No.
Whatever I could say, they're like, no. Sugar plum.
Sugar oh, that's plum. Good. Okay, I understand that one. So did I.
Would you enjoy
keep my points?
I would not enjoy sugar
you
plum.
Your points.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry to that
sugar
person.
Plum fairies. Wait,
yeah, if someone so now, told me that entire a... thing, sugar plum fairy.
No, that's like a nutcracker thing.
I never heard of any
it
of
is.
That.
It's like are a nutcracker. That's why I said it. Yeah. Wait, it's
sugar
like
plum
the,
fairy.
Yeah, it's the there's sugar plum fairy that dance on your head. You know,
no one calls me sugar anything anymore. So. No one calls me that anymore. I'm too old. Well, anyways, on the in the lead, Audrey 107.
Yep,
107.
Destiny 72. But for Destiny.
No.
Don't worry, I'll get myself a Destiny. Don't worry, she still has time to win. Okay.
Okay, okay.
So here's the next one. Name something that might make you suspect your new house is haunted.
Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Voices.
Number one answer.
Yes! So I can't beat that.
Okay. Voices slash noises when they're going to answer.
I was going to say noises too.
I have ideas, so
yeah.
I can sit over here and steam up ideas.
Yeah,
okay.
Do it.
Okay. Pass or play?
Play.
Oh.
Finally.
Without a doubt. Play.
Play, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say flickering lights.
Oh, that's a good one.
Are you serious? Is it not?
I said that's a good
one. Like light.
It's
movie.
On there.
Yes.
Lights is on
yes.
There.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Okay, what else could happen?
That was the number three answer.
Okay. What else happens in ghost movies? I'm going to say like shadows moving. Like you see a shadow going.
Sorry. I'm
like so a figure. Fresh.
Like figures. Like shadowy figures.
I'm helping her. It's okay.
Eardrum out with how funny that was.
Her hands swiped across.
So moving,
did,
yeah. Moving.
Figures. Just like moving like shadowy things. In the air.
Moving objects.
There you go. Yeah.
That's number two answer.
Yes. You know what? I'm killing it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She's going to hype herself up. I'm killing it. I'm going to get one going. You got that one correct.
So okay. You have to drop three.
Okay. I'm going to say the
just things.
Just the haunted things.
Door slamming.
Number four.
Yes.
Okay, girl is haunted. Yeah. She's haunted.
Maybe I.
She's ready for this Halloween.
Ooh.
I don't know what that is, ooh. But we're gonna.
That's what she said.
I was trying to make a ghost noise. It didn't really work.
Go ahead.
Oh, do I have more?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have like two more.
Two more. Yeah. What if I can get all of them? I'm gonna say
a mummy.
No. Okay. Animals looking at nothing.
No.
You know what I'm talking about? Cats when they look.
I saw a video of people describing cats looking at like empty corners today.
Oh, babies crying at stuff. Dang it.
Okay.
You have one try left.
I'm picturing a movie where all the animals go into a room, animals are looking at the ceiling, and you go, oh, it doesn't feel right.
No.
It doesn't feel right. Okay. So, no animals looking and no babies crying.
Okay. Screams.
Awesome.
Okay. That's three.
Okay. So do I get to take a guess?
Yeah, you had two.
I hope it's a good one. I have two guesses. I thought I only had one chance. No,
you have two. You have two answers on the board.
Ooh, creaky floors.
I was gonna say something like that. Heck yeah!
I'm sorry.
Glad I didn't.
I think I don't know who made these questions, but the correct answers were ghosts.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't think and that weird is odors.
Okay.
See, the ones at the bottom of the list are always like the completely random ones and no guesses.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll do another one. And then I have a special thing going on after this.
Okay.
Last one where we're going to do the working together. We all have to work together.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But don't worry. But still.
Wait, we work together or you too? But you have the answers.
No, you too. Yes.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
No. No. I was like,
you're sitting with the answers.
No.
Yeah.
So that last round, Destiny won that last round.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes your total
like a boss.
159.
No.
159.
How the table.
How'd she go from 72 to 'cause
I got all those big up points.
Yeah.
Big up points. Okay. Next up.
Okay.
Name a specific place where you would see bunk beds.
Audrey. Destiny. That was you.
Yeah. Audrey.
Camp, like
number
you
two.
Send your kids number on a camp.
Summer
camp. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Took me a minute. I put summer hyphen camp, and I was like summer by itself, just summer.
You see bunk beds.
Okay, number two answer. So then you get a guess.
Okay, yes. In a child's bedroom that has two people in it.
Is that number one?
Number one.
Dang it! I knew it would be. Obviously, a kid's bedroom would be the right answer.
But congrats. Okay. Woo. Now you get a billion guesses to guess. Only two more answers.
Two?
Only two more.
Whoa. Okay, so.
That's not fair.
It is fair. Yeah. No. Anyway.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say a. Where else has bunk beds? Bunk beds.
Audrey's ready. She's giving me that look. She's definitely ready.
Where else is there bunk beds besides. Okay, there's summer camp. And bedrooms. Oh, dorm rooms. Is that a thing? Like dorms? Colleges?
That's not in the answer, though.
Okay.
Wait, it's not one of the answers.
Oh, got it. Okay,
I should clarify. That is not the answer. There's more than one answer.
Okay. I'm going to say a military place.
Yeah, that's definitely one. Military barracks is correct. Okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I have something was a stretch for different me. Than that.
But I don't know if regular she people still has.
I know. Like she has bunker, two like more guesses, right?
Mm-hmm. Two more guesses.
I'm going to say like an underground container bunker. Oh, no, just kidding. I don't
remember. I agree with that. One last guess.
A, like, I don't know, like those airplanes.
Those airplanes.
I've never been on an airplane that has bunk beds. Also, what do they just fly off? Are they like
fly off? What the?
They buckle themselves into the bunk bed.
Yeah. Oh no.
Just I have kidding. Never seen those. I've
no,
seen them on a
I'm
bus.
Joking. Like
oh, buses. Like,
I'm saying, imagine you would just sarcastically like,
maybe
yourself.
If it was like a stationary bunk bed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you don't really like float around an airplane.
What? Where else?
Why did I say that? It's so funny. You don't really
float around on airplanes.
I'm excited to hear. What were you gonna say?
Oh,
was your guess? Yeah.
Like prison cells.
Oh. Mm.
Good guess though.
That is a good guess.
It is a great guess. The last one.
Is it again, like a camper?
Furniture store.
Oh,
that's funny.
That's like meta.
That's so funny. Yeah,
that's meta.
That makes sense. People like really guess that. They were like, "Where have I seen bunk beds before?
Where would you buy bunk beds?
Yeah. Oh, furniture store. Yep. There you go. There you go."
But do you know where that leads? That means that for this portion of the game,
we
have a winner.
No.
Yes. No. Woo.
Destiny at 247, yeah. Audrey at 107.
No.
But you know what? I didn't want to put y'all head to head the whole time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So after this, we're doing final feud, okay?
Fine.
One of you will
feud.
Go in the hallway.
That's fine.
The other one answers.
Okay.
And yeah. That's only after this short break, though, so I'm going to keep you all in suspense.
Okay.
Stay tuned after this short break for more. It's Kinda Late.
Now back to It's Kinda Late.
All right, guys, welcome back to It's Kinda Late.
Just kinda.
We were only kinda late. And quick shout out to somebody listening, or maybe not, Courtney. No context, that's all I'm going to say. Anyways, before the break, we mentioned that we want Audrey and Destiny to work together.
Yes.
They're going head to head in Friendly Feud. You heard that right. Not Family Feud, but Friendly Feud.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
What?
Just saying woo.
Woo. Woo.
She's so excited.
I'm very excited.
Ooh. Like, kinda
nice.
Like, oh, yeah.
That like reminds me of like the, is that the Wii thing? Where you
oh
roll
my gosh.
You roll your ball backwards when you bowl.
And like, oh. Yeah, no, I definitely remember that. Nostalgia moment right there.
Nostalgia moment.
Anyways, I'm going to give y'all a speed round of three questions, okay? One person will go on out in the hall at a time.
Now.
After I explain, okay?
Okay.
So I'll give you three questions and you have like a minute.
Okay.
To guess.
Okay.
We're to give you time.
Yes.
And your goal is to get the highest score possible.
Okay.
But you can't match your friend's score.
Oh.
Okay.
Or your friend's answers. Okay.
You should play that song again.
So.
Just kidding. You don't.
Yeah. We're just going to have to be on the same wavelength.
Oh, yeah.
When we come back and forth.
Yes.
Just guess.
So is the goal
things.
For us to say the same things? Or
no. It's
say
to
different things.
Fill the whole like God. Scoreboard.
With the highest
with different
answers without saying what your friend is saying.
What happens if we say what each other says?
I'm gonna give you a
does
little
does that give us a
I'm
strike
give you, I'm gonna give you this. That means they've already said it.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. So who wants to go out of the hall first and who wants to go first?
I'll go out.
I was about to say I was a volunteer.
She never came back. Go ahead, go out in the hall. Close your ears. Destiny's out in the hall, so we're left here with Audrey.
Hi.
So when we can still see
there's
Destiny
a window
outside. But basically I'm gonna ask you three questions, speed round, okay?
Three
your
questions.
Own style with intense music in the background, okay?
Are they all they're like not related.
They aren't related.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. As ready as I
music.
Will be.
30 seconds.
Okay.
Name something you find in a breakfast buffet.
Bacon.
What's something you keep in your car just in case? I get to tell you what you scored, okay?
Okay.
So bacon, number two answer.
Number two. That's pretty good.
That's good. That's really good. Okay. And then money slash coins, Number okay. one answer.
Oh, yeah. Cast yes. money.
We'll just see it. We'll just see it.
Thanks, Mom.
Now, for tell me a word that rhymes with election, you said reflection.
Yeah.
Not on the board, but think about it. You got a number. Get a number one answer and a number two answer.
Okay, that's good.
That's what you need to get on the board, but it's okay.
That's okay. Destiny will.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, I'll be back.
Okay. Yes. Get Destiny. Bring her back in here. Man, this is saucy. Now I'm all over myself for a second. Destiny is excited to be back in the studio.
In the stew.
Hi. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Your friend did pretty well.
Okay.
She got a number one answer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
A number two answer.
I believe it. Three. And number three.
She didn't get on the board for the third one.
Okay.
But 30 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
You got to get these questions correct. Okay. With intense music playing in the background.
Okay. Yes.
Make it even more intense. Ready?
Like camping.
Like what?
Like camping. Intense. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Okay. Name something you find in a breakfast buffet.
Eggs.
What's something you eat in your car just in case?
Me or just in general? Family view. Deodorant.
Tell me a word that rhymes with election.
Selection.
Sorry, just selection. It's gone. Okay, so will you go get Audrey for me, and
yes,
we'll bring down what y'all got right together. So again, these are only three questions, so your goal is to get, think about it, there's like 300 points on the board, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
in
yeah,
general.
Yeah.
And you want the top scoring answers. Okay,
right.
So for name something you find in a breakfast buffet, Audrey said bacon. Number two answer.
Okay.
Destiny said eggs. Number one
answer. Yes. So
number one, number two. The best you can get. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Now, for what's something you keep in your car just in case? You said money.
Yeah.
Number one answer. Destiny said deodorant.
I mean, now we know what she keeps in her car.
Clean though.
What? Yeah.
I thought of something else.
Yes.
Okay, what is that?
Like a car jack or like a tire pressure thing or anything to change tires.
I should have said like an ice scraper or something. I just was...
Other ones included food source water, first aid kit, spare tire, map, jumper cables, spare clothes,
are there napkins?
Gas can, fire.
Got it.
Are there napkins?
Fire, flare. What?
Are there
fire
napkins?
By itself?
No, flare. I'm going to say flare.
Fire.
No napkins. That's
Dang,
important.
I always keep napkins.
Well,
I do not.
So if you ever get a mess in Audrey's car. Oh my gosh. Okay. And last but not least, tell me a word that rhymes with election. Okay. So Audrey said reflection. I'm so sorry. There's a lot of words. Okay.
Yeah.
And then also Destiny said selection, which is the number one.
Yes.
Other words included perfection, detection, protection,
but not
rejection,
reflection,
collection, section.
Wow.
Not reflection. Luan's like, when will my reflection show?
You're right. Mirror.
The thing is, y'all did pretty well. You got three number one answers. You got all number one answers.
Yes.
And you got two number two answers and then two that were on the board, but it's okay. She's clean. She has deodorant in her car.
Yep.
In case you're wondering.
Period. Always smell good.
Well, anyways, another part of the show we do, which I don't know if you've tuned in or heard this part, we do listener response.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
So every week I ask people to submit an answer to a question that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
so I saw that.
Today I asked, what is your favorite upcoming fall event? Mm-hmm. Or do you like pumpkin spice lattes?
Okay. Yeah.
No.
Solid.
So we get to review the answers today. You ready?
Okay.
So from Hannah Gray, unofficial, not being,
which
but Hannah Gray.
Okay.
This is Hannah Gray 2.
Okay.
Her email.
Yes.
Is Halloween, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Yes.
Great commentary.
Of course.
Great commentary. Next, we have one from a new viewer, it looks like. Shia Ariel.
Nice.
Okay. Oh, her name's Shari. Shariel is how you say her name. Yes.
Well, she's listening.
She came from me.
Did she really? Yeah. Girl, so she's listening. Bonfire, s'mores, and sunsets of the lake.
Yes. Sunsets of the lake. She gave me a specific. Great lake spot.
She's like, I want the bonfire, s'mores, and sunsets at that lake.
That sounds like a teenage, just dream. Good time.
I know.
Yeah, that's anybody can have a nice time at the lake.
The way describes things is so funny. Just a good time at the lake. Yeah.
Just teenagers, that's it. What happens when we turn 20, Destiny?
She knows where to find them because she kills teenagers.
That's...
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. It's a good day at the beach for teenagers.
Let's go to the beach.
Let's get away. Okay. Anyways. Destiny's start crying, okay? My friend, my bestie, Elizabeth Wiles, said, I'm looking forward to Halloween as well.
Number two.
Are you going to dress up?
Ooh.
Are we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How yes.
Yeah.
We have a
Halloween party.
Yes.
We're already going to.
Oh my gosh. Are you going to reveal what you're going to wear?
We don't know what we're wearing yet. We have ideas. We don't know the theme of the party yet.
So right.
What's the idea for costumes so far?
Well, we watched Pride and Prejudice
together. I'm glad together. We're on the same. Yes. We didn't discuss this, but I'm glad she knew about it.
We watched Pride and Prejudice together with a group of girls, and we were like, okay, around Halloween, Pride and Prejudice and zombies.
Okay.
There were five of us. There's five sisters. And so we want to, if we can, if it matches with the theme, dress up as the five sisters from Pride and Prejudice and zombies.
Yep.
Wow.
I know.
Dedication.
Yep.
I still don't know what I'm going to be. There's a lot of options. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to keep it a surprise.
I was an iPhone one time when I was a little kid. Like iPhone 4.
iPhone?
Yeah.
We Santa Apple Queen. We don't like no Android people up in here. Just kidding. If you have an Android, we still love you. We also have Nico, who says, I like pumpkin spice lattes and such. They taste good, but by no means do they live up to the hype.
I agree. I worked at Starbucks.
I worked at a coffee shop, too, and I did not like the pumpkin syrup.
Pumpkin, I will say, this is amazing. Please do this. Get a chai with pumpkin in it. That is my favorite way to have pumpkin.
Then it's extra spicy.
But it's good. It's a good seasonal flavor.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yep.
Now, what's your favorite coffee drink? Speaking of.
I like cold brew.
Yeah, cold brew is good. Class. I had a cold brew today.
Yeah.
Usually, I'll go for half and half.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. That's exactly what I had today.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're in line at a coffee shop right now, you're getting your order.
Yes. Get a cold brew with a little bit of half and half.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This interaction is too good. Okay. My friend Kylie said, cold weather, scary movies, and haunted houses.
Ooh,
we got a mixed reaction. Okay. It was like, ooh, and then
it went downhill.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like
scary movies. I usually like to watch like one.
I like
per
psychological
year.
Ones that aren't that scary.
I like thrillers.
Yeah.
The bouncing back and forth between both of you.
We do this in normal conversation. Yes, it is. This thrillers. Is our normal conversation.
Any favorite Halloween movies?
I like Babadook.
Specific.
That's not Halloween though. No. That's just
scary.
A scary movie.
Scary movie.
So good. Halloween. Oh my gosh. Zombies, the Disney movie. I watched it on my birthday. It came out on my birthday.
Oh my. No comment.
Amazing. Just kidding. It's not.
As for you?
As for me.
Favorite scary movie?
I don't watch a whole lot of scary movies, so I don't have any that are just lined up ready to say.
The Haunted Houses I'm excited for. I'll
tell you that one. Yeah.
I love Haunted House. I used to work for one.
Ooh,
cool.
Picture me hopping out. I look pretty scary. Not really. Anyways, my friend Ethan Adams said, looking forward to a depressing weather.
Sweater weather is the best
that happens
weather.
Yeah. You know, I actually, my heart gets warm in the cold.
Yes.
Really?
Same.
I like warm.
I walk outside and it's just like joy.
Mm-hmm. And I have diabetes too. Breeze. So like when the cold breeze.
Oh, yeah. I have a vitamin.
I said y'all to laugh at that dark humor and y'all didn't laugh.
Well, well, it's hard to laugh at.
That's the other thing. She goes, wow. He has diabetes. But yeah. And then last but not least, we have a friend listening, Kaylee Schumacher, KK. Love her. And she asked, where can I listen? I never find it. So kind of meta. If you're listening now, KK, you found the way to do it. I told you it's either 91.3 FM or rsuradio.com.
Google RSU Radio.
Yep.
That's how you get it done.
Super simple. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I use Bing.
I should have
just
them
kidding, I do not.
Run my show because they know what they y'all yeah. know what you're all doing. Yeah. Y'all know what they're doing. Well, anyways, sadly, that was conclusion of this episode.
Oh,
what a fun time.
I am very sad.
Thank you for coming on. We'll have to do this again.
Yes. Maybe at the end of the year, like before and after.
Well, we should bring back all the guests for like a special segment.
Yes. We'll sing. Caroling.
I can't sing. No.
You'll sing?
No,
I can't sing.
I'll
come for Christmas, but I won't sing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Just imagine the like little bouncing thing on the like words.
What?
Oh my goodness.
The little bouncing thing on the words.
That's the cue that we're off the air. Thank you for listening. And Kay will be back next week and we'll have our normal programming to where I'm not using the board. Thank goodness. But we'll see you next week. Same time, same place. RSU Radio. It's kind of late. Fridays at 7 p.m. See you next week, guys.
Bye.
That wraps up this episode of It's Kinda Late. You can listen to this episode as well as every other one made in a podcast form on your favorite platform or rsuradio.com/podcast. See you next week, Friday at 7 p.m.